A pause. Relays clicking in the steel dome of its head. Also, it burned out after its last use. It has, as you might say, gone to the clearing at the end of the path.
Oh, that's just wonderful,
Susanna cried, but realized she wasn't exactly surprised by Nigel's news. She remembered the ragged humming sound she'd heard it making just before Sayre had pushed her rudely through it, remembered thinking even in her distress that it was a dying thing. And yes, it had died.
Just wonderful.
I sense you are distressed, madam.
You're goddamn right I'm distressed. Bad enough the damn thing only opened one way, now it's shut down completely.
Except for the default,
Nigel agreed.
Default? What do you mean, default?
That would be New York number 9, Fedic, Nigel told her. At one time, there were over 30 one-way New York to Fedic ports, but I believe number 9 is the only one that remains. All commands pertaining to New York number 7, Fedic, will now have defaulted to number 9.
Chassett, she thought, almost prayed. He's talking about Chassett, I think. Oh, God, I hope he is.
Do you mean passwords and such, Nigel?
Why, yes, madam.
Take me to door number 9.
As you wish.
Nigel began to move rapidly up the aisle between the hundreds of empty beds, their taut white sheets gleaming under the brilliant overhead lamps. Susanna's imagination momentarily populated this room with screaming, frightened children freshly arrived from Calibrin Sturgis, maybe from the neighboring colors as well. She saw not just a single redhead nurse, but battalions of them, eager to clamp the helmets over the heads of the kidnapped children and start the process that did what? Ruined them in some way. Sucked the intelligence out of their heads and knocked their growth hormones out of whack and ruined them forever. Susanna supposed that at first they would be cheered up to hear such a pleasant voice in their heads, a voice welcoming them to the wonderful world of North Central Positronics and the Sombra Group. Their crying would stop, their eyes fill with hope.